obviously we're better from a record standpoint. 2 or 3 weeks ago, we were really struggling, and you know, we've turned that around, but it remains to be seen, and we'll see as we go forward in the season. It's hard to, for me to say we are or aren't, because we had a lot of good moments, a lot of highlight moments in the first part of the season, and then we just had a lull. We played a lot of good teams, and we were around 500 against everybody. But, you know, we've now gone on an 8-0 win streak, so now everybody thinks we're doing great things or we're better. We're still a team that has to go out and scratch and claw and make plays and defend and rebound in order to win. We can't take any nights off.
Now, how difficult is it to transition midway through the season when your roster does have a major shakeup like this? And what was that initially like in the moments and days following the trades?
Well, initially, you know, the rumors of the trade started as, because now guys are thinking they're all going to get traded. And then the actual trade that took place before the major one with the three players going to Cleveland, you know, kind of gutted our bench a little bit. And we recollected and held on. And then when we traded Rudy Gay to Toronto, we got Tayshaun and Austin Day and Ed Davis. You know, that was a bigger adjustment because we're taking a big part of our team out and bringing guys in who don't know our system and don't know our style and what we're all about as a team. And so we had to get them, one, acclimated and comfortable with what we're doing play-wise, scheme-wise, defensively, and then the style of how we play. And once they got acclimated, you know, things started taking off and we got better. So since the All-Star break, we had three good games before the All-Star break, and then after the All-Star break, we've actually won five games since then. And we've just played extremely well. And it is a tough adjustment for everybody because I don't know the players that are coming in. I don't know their games inside. I only know their games from afar, from watching them the two times that we play against Detroit and against Toronto. So, you know, I got to figure out how best to utilize what they have and what do they have that can mesh with what we're doing and maybe contribute in a higher level than what we've been doing in the past. So, it was tough, but the guys are good guys. They work hard. They play hard, and they're good teammates. So that has made things better. And then we've also added to our basketball IQ in that regard.